next item is Carlos and Deborah Russell, 3 lots and 50-foot right-of-way on Road 592 and 2 lots and 50-foot right-of-way on Road 592.
Now, this request was also deferred at our last special meeting. They request to subdivide 24 acres into 3 parcels, with each parcel having access from a 50-foot right-of-way. The owner's proposing to create the right-of-way over an existing 20-foot wide road. These parcels would be 1.65 acres, 10.27 and 10.78 acres. And the second request is to subdivide 24.7 acres into 2 parcels. Each of those would have access from a 50-foot right-of-way. The owner's proposing to create the right-of-way over an existing driveway. These parcels would be 12 acres and 11 acres. It's 2 different tax map parcel numbers. You could approve it as submitted or require an application for a major subdivision. And if you do approve it, it should be stipulated that any further subdivision require public hearing.
Would lot 1A access into that? Does their driveway access into the new 50-foot right-of-way?
It'll be off the right-of-way. And according to the surveyor, sometime down the road, lot 1A and lot 1 will be owned by the same person, and he's going to combine them together.
How many lots could be created on lot 4?
On this 4?
It's 12 acres.
12 acres.
12 acres.
Quite a few, actually.
It's 12.
460 feet.
Well, you got the frontage. How much? How long is the road?
Road. Not sure how much road frontage, because that.
Well, that 459 is not that.
1141 38.
Back.
Yeah, you could do like strip lines. Almost. Well, it's over 1,000 feet. So.
You had 150 feet on each for each lot.
Then it'd be required to have 100 on the.
Or 100 to 100, so you could get 10, 11.
10 or 11 lots.
Plus what you can get on lot 3.
I think one thing to sort of keep in mind about this one is while it looks like they're, you look at the picture of it, it looks like they're, you know, regular residential lots. They're such big ones, you know. I mean, it's almost like a farm subdivision, you know, in nature. But then on the other hand, it's really almost creating 4 lots with 1 application, kind of like.
I think that's it. That's kind of the issue. Either way, it adds up to 5 lots.
But
it is 2 different tax. Yeah. It is 2 different parcels, parcels, and typically we don't see them.
So we're not setting a precedent by.
I don't think we are either. It's different, and certainly I think where Mr. Katz was going, sorry. I think that was a Freudian slip in memory of Jack Allen. that it almost predisposes or plants a seed of an idea for some further subdivision down that strip. It can't happen without them coming here, and nothing would preclude them from asking for it, but it would still have to come to a public hearing. So it's a little different, Mr. Gordy, but I don't think I have a problem with it.
That being said, Mr. Chairman, I move to approve Carlos and Deborah Russell, 3 lots, 50-foot right-of-way on Road 592, and 2 lots and 50-foot right-of-way on Road 592, and the stipulation that any further subdivision would be subject to a public hearing.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve 3 lots and 50-foot right-of-way on Road 592 and 2 lots and a 50-foot right-of-way on 592 for Carlos and Deborah Russell, with the stipulation that no further subdivision shall occur on any lot unless it's the subject of a public hearing. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.